the 14th. All sessions are free. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-SEE-JOYCE or visit us online at joycemeyer.org.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying every day.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solis Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solis Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Manifest presence of God comes into our midst. It breaks chains. It destroys yokes. It refreshes us. But the fact of the matter is that during that time of refreshing, that is reality. Do you understand? All this stuff we go through and deal with is not God's perception of reality. It can become our perception of reality. So we want to begin to build on that and begin to, in all facets of our life, adopt God's viewpoint of what reality is. Now, it's important to have that view when you face sickness, because your emotions can easily become very negative. And now what happens when your emotions become very negative, it shuts down the grace or God's ability to manifest. So therein lies the warfare. Because there are little neurological agents. There are nerve systems in our brain that when we start to focus on something, they start to be released toward that, and that starts to begin to magnify. So when we're going through, the battle is for your focus. What are you focusing on? Because what you focus on, those little, and I might not be using the right word, but science will tell you, these little neurons are released toward that and they begin to magnify that. So if you're focused on the problem's going to be magnified and you're going to look like a grasshopper in your sight. But if you focus on the promise, then the promise being that of God's viewpoint of reality, even though you don't see it or touch it, is still God's viewpoint. And we all know that God's view is right. His word cannot fail. Amen. It cannot. But again, the battle is not so much with the devil. It's internal. How do you view what's happening to you? What is your perception of it? Okay? So therein lies the battle. So let's take a look at Romans chapter 6 and verse number 4. The word of God says, therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead, I want you to key in on this phrase, by the glory of the Father. By the glory of the Father. Even so, we also should walk in newness of life. Now, the word says here that Jesus was raised. I want you to think about this a moment. Jesus was raised up by the glory of the Father. When we think about glory, well, think about it a moment. What comes to your mind? Light, you know, the glory, okay? Let's take it a little deeper, because Jesus was raised up by the glory of God, and that same glory is working in you. Amen. The word affirms that same glory, that same power that raised Christ from the dead is working in our mortal body. Now let me give you a definition somewhat of the word glory. The word glory first means light. It means brightness or splendor. Now, light, brightness, and splendor, now follow me closely, are a byproduct of glory, more than the definition of glory. Okay, the light, the splendor, and the brightness. You know, on the Mount of Transfiguration in Matthew 17, it says that Jesus, his body was transformed, his body was changed, and the glory that he had before the foundation of the world, that he had with the Father, came upon him. It said that glory was brighter than the sun. Can you imagine that? He became the brightness, and it was in the daytime, and it was brighter than the sun. I recall having the vision of paradise back in 1980. I think it's 80 or 81. And I'll never forget, one thing that stayed in my mind was that when I saw the Lord standing there, it's hard to describe this. He was the light. You know, all the trees everywhere cast shadows, but the thing was, there were no shadows. You know, to our finite mind, it's hard to put into words, but there were no shadows anywhere. He was the light. And it wasn't like beams were coming from. It says he was the light. He was the glory. He was the brightness. And everything else kind of fed off of that. Glory means light, brightness, and splendor. And these things, light, brightness, and splendor, are a byproduct of glory, more than a definition of glory. Okay, do we have that? Light in the scripture is always synonymous with truth. Light. You know, the word says in Isaiah, arise and shine, for your light is come. It's not just a shining, it's truth. It says, darkness shall cover the earth. What is that? Ignorance. Ignorance of God. Ignorance of God's ways. And gross darkness, the earth, the people. So when we talk about darkness, it's not shades of skin, but ignorance. Ignorance of God. You know, light has to do with truth. Walk in the light. You know, the path of the just is as a shining light. It shines more and more unto the perfect day. So light is synonymous with truth. You might want to write this down. Truth always produces light, brightness, and splendor. Or truth always produces glory. Okay, truth always produces light, brightness, or splendor. Now, it's something about a saint of God, especially when their focus has been upon the Lord. You know, I said last time we were together, when we come on a Sunday or a Wednesday when we're not too tired, thinking about other things, and our focus is on the Lord, there's a manifest presence. You see, even when your focus is not on the Lord, he's there. He's with you wherever you are. He's with me when I don't feel good, when I'm coughing and carrying on. He's still right there. He's not going anywhere. He's God and he changes not. When we put our focus on him corporately, you know, like I know, chains break. Because he comes close to us and it's a matter of focus. You can be at home and start focusing or meditating. You'd be in your car meditating. And all of a sudden, people say the presence of the Lord came in and he was there already. But your focus caused a manifestation of it. Truth always brings brightness, light, and splendor. Now go with me to Romans chapter 5 and verse number 2. Romans 5 and 2. Now why would you get this? Because this is a little bit beneath the surface. Now we've been studying this subject for a little while, but it's important that we get a grasp on this and an understanding on this. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. And that last part says, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. We have access by faith into grace. We've talked about that. We have access to the grace by faith, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Now, the phrase there, glory of God, here takes on somewhat of a different meaning. The phrase here, the glory of God, is not just the light, brightness, and splendor. Again, that's a byproduct. But the phrase here, glory of God, it means the opinion, the judgment, or the view that is God's, which is reality. It means the opinion. When we talk about the glory of God, we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. There, it means God's opinion. It means God's judgment. It's God's view, which is reality. Okay? It's an amazing principle because God's view, whatever it is, in any situation, no matter how bad the situation is, how adverse it may be, God's view is always the reality. That's really how it is. Now, our response ability is to access the grace. When we don't have enough, there's a word for your situation. God says, my God shall supply you every need. Come on, simple but true. It's truth. It's light. It's splendor. It's glory. My God shall supply you every need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now, we have a choice to make. Do we focus on what our perception of reality is? Or do we focus on God's viewpoint? When we focus on God's viewpoint of our situation and we lock in on it and we behold it and we hold on to it, it's through faith we begin to access the grace. What is grace? God's ability. That's why there's a war that goes on. That's why thoughts of doubt or fear, all these things bombard the mind to shut down the grace. Because again, God has already blessed us with everything we need. Look at somebody, tell them, I'm already blessed with everything I need. Tell somebody else, God didn't start till he finished. So it's here. And we are to fight that good fight of faith. He didn't say fight the devil. The devil. What'd you fight the devil for? Jesus fought him and beat him already. Jesus shut the mouth of that lion, took the keys of death from him. See, this is what we have to get into our mind. This is where we have to start. We have to get rid of some of that religious thinking and that old traditional thinking, that a lot of us were brought up in to believe. And, God's been merciful to us. But we got to understand something. Jesus defeated him. He has no access to the third heaven. He can't go before God and accuse you anymore. Hello? As a matter of fact, he cannot even sojourn where you sojourn in the spirit realm.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 19 of Mega Grace, God's View of Reality. What are you focused on? Your battle is not the problem. It's how you view the problem. If your focus is on your troubles, then they become magnified. If you keep your focus on the promise, which is God's viewpoint of reality, then there is hope. Whenever you adopt God's view in a situation, the glory follows. His view is always the reality. Your responsibility is to lock in on that viewpoint and access grace. There is power in you deciding to do just that. Are your decisions based on your perception of reality or God's viewpoint? Faith is not released until you decide. We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.